Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I thought it was going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was awesome and not weird at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So we've been trying to do a lot of things at home, and we've been doing a lot of Facebook Lives. And normally, in our previous life, when we were allowed to go outside, I would teach a Zumba class on Wednesdays at 4:30. So it's been a couple weeks now, and there's been no Zumba. So I decided I was going to host it in my living room on the Anna and Raven Facebook page.
I mean, this is the thing to do now, Anna Zapp, yep. Right? The home workout, the home activities, bring people into your life.
Right. So it was weird setting up my family room like that, but I did. I pushed all the couches out of the way. Mm-hmm. I like set up the camera and had the system blaring the music, and it was fun. And you know what I realized? I was yelling the whole time. Just like in a class, I'm looking in the camera. I'm like, you're doing great. Go harder. And I'm like, I can't see them, but I don't know if they know I can't see them.
Right, right. Well, they're either completely on board. They're all in with what you're doing, right? Or at least they're being entertained by what it is that you're delivering.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, I think that that's fun. Either way, there's a lot of entertainment out there right now that you can just find scrolling through. And it could open up your eyes to something you haven't seen before. So that's fun.
And this past weekend, it looked like all these DJs were having these raves on Facebook Live.
Right. D-Nice did his huge party was a lot of fun.
But DJ Pauly, man, he broke it down. DJ Pauly.
He starts with a tour of his house, and then he goes into this.
All right, let's get started. First time ever, DJ Pauly D at home quarantine mix. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Close your eyes.
And then he's got one of those produced intros. I will say this. Pauly D's setup is very nice.
It looks good, right?
Yeah, it's like that's like an $80,000 setup in his house there. I like that nice sign he's got on the front. They're very hot. But he's riffing to what is an empty room.
It's so great.
You know, it's not even like he's like Tyson and there's a full dance club in his house. Like, this is his practice setup, and yet he still goes into his thing.
Here's the thing, Raven.
He's like, no dress code tonight at Pauly D's house.
You may not know this, but Raven's a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you got to do this too. Saturday night, Raven's 20-minute rave, 8 o'clock on the Anna and Raven Facebook page. Right, you're going to get in this.
Rave is a strong word, but yeah, we're going to mix some tracks. We're going to, you know, have a good time, hang out a little bit. I can tell you right now, I don't have a Pauly D sign on the front of mine. Mine's going to look more like a video game controller, but we'll have a party. Yeah.
And you have to yell like Pauly D yells, too, like people are there. Like, girls, throw your hands up.
That's the part that's odd for me, but
why?
If you insist, I will. Because it'll be like me, my wife, and the dogs.
Well, she's got to throw down. She's got to put
She's got a recording thing. I don't even know how to put this on something live. I can't hold that and DJ.
She'll figure it out. Tell her she's got to wear a tube top and platform heels.
You got to send her a message.
I'll tell her she's got to get dressed the part.
You let her know.
She's got to put on so much eyeliner.
So what? Saturday, what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Saturday night,
8 o'clock. Grab your kids. Watch Anna and Raven Facebook Live. We're gonna have Raven's 20-minute rave.
It will be family friendly.
Yes,
but it will also make you get down.
I'm gonna get down.
You're gonna get low. You're gonna get even a lover of old school. You're gonna get low.
I can't wait. Yeah, I call them the rainbow moments because it's those moments where you just have to smile and there's a little bit of hope and there's a little bit of happiness in this sea of terribleness, I guess.
Is that you being poetic?
Yeah.
When people use the word sea, I always feel
like I'm just like Shakespeare, kind
of. You got to be really, really, really on top of it to use the word sea in some sort of phrasing because it really, the sea is powerful.
Right.
So it gives it a... I'm not sure if you were ready for that yet.
And Sienna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. What's been your rainbow moment through all of this? We've been seeing a lot of these children, and I saw it first with my relatives in Italy posting on social media. They would be holding up these
pictures.
A lot
of drawing, a lot of color.
Yeah, I was showing Raven, like, they all do these beautiful artworks, and there are all these rainbows, and the kids keep posting it in the windows in Italy, and it started to take place here in America, too.
Sure.
Kids have been doing these artwork, and it's like the glimmer of hope with these rainbows.
Well,
and
it's positive messages.
Yeah.
And rainbows and stuff like that. I mean, they wanted to do the Christmas light thing, but most of us are like, nope, I'm not going back out on the ladder.
I'm not going to the basement to get them.
It is a nice. It's a piece of brightness in what has been a little bit of a gloomy, you know, past
time,
few weeks,
a
gloomy time, yeah.
And I would say for me, the highlight for me has been spending so much time with my girls. Mm-hmm. Like time that normally I wouldn't have. We've been making these videos, these TikTok videos, which at the time are stressful because my daughter Hayden, who's 11, makes me do them over and over again.
And she won't stop.
And she won't stop.
And she's going for perfection.
Oh,
you know what it
gosh.
Is now to work for a Broadway choreographer,
yeah.
Because she's very demanding.
But I look back on these videos, even from the ones like from last weekend, and they're so funny. Mm. And they're like, and they giggle. And I'm so happy that I get them. I get to keep them. And
sure.
I have those memories from them.
Yeah.
We asked on our Facebook page, what was your rainbow moment? Rebecca wrote, I can bring my pets to work with me.
That's
true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I didn't even think of that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have been bringing my pets this whole time while this place has been empty.
Well, when we start broadcasting from home tomorrow, you'll have them with you.
They'll be on my lap.
Yeah.
Guaranteed the boys aren't going to relax.
Tanya said, I got fuel oil for $1.80 a gallon.
Yeah,
That's pretty
nice.
Right.
And it's still coming down a little bit. Yeah.
We've been taking road trips on the weekend, just like around the state to just see things we've never seen before. Not, you know, keeping social distancing, but just exploring.
You call them road trips. I call them getting lost.
Right. And it's good because gas is so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you don't
that
even,
is actually something. Yeah. Alicia and I discussed that, too. Like, it's the best time to go on drives.
Sandy wrote the online concert. So much people doing stuff online.
Elton John, that announcement yesterday coming that they're going to be doing a huge concert from living rooms, all sorts of stars. Billie Eilish is going to be on it.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, a bunch of other people. It's very exciting.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your rainbow moment?
Even though we thought it was going to be, you know, awful working from home together, me and my wife, it's been a lot of fun. We haven't argued. We've actually gotten like closer together, and we have a new hobby, Gin Rummy 5000, up from 500.
That's right.
Wow.
That should cover it for a while. Yep.
I mean, the 500, it's got its moments of glory. It
right.
does. All right. But then it also has its time where you're just like, man, this is going to go on forever.
Right.
Feels a little bit like a world war in that regard. You're ready for armistice sometimes by the end of this thing. Somebody either rockets to the front or it just drags out. 5,000.
Who's
winning?
That's
a marathon.
Who's winning? I need to know.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. All right. Right.
And you'll never catch her. Never catch her.
A couple bad hands. You never know. You're right back into it.
Not going to 5,000.
Thank you for the call. Dana and Raven, what was your rainbow moment?
All my kids have taken up cooking, and it's been amazing. Like, every night we try new recipes and make different courses. And even my six-year-old is trying new food because he's involved in the cooking. So we're all getting together. It's just something I never would have expected.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nice.
It's better than just them demanding snacks from you, which is kind of what's going on in my house.
Nonstop.
Right.
Yeah, it's been great, you know, and I hope that we continue this tradition because it's been really nice just all of us doing something together. That's kind of hard to find those activities.
Imagine looking back later on in life and going, remember how awesome it was when we had coronavirus out there?
No, I don't think that'll ever happen.
Right.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
We know you're sitting at home. We figure we might rewatch some of our favorite movies of all time and figure out which one is the saddest.
I mean, your bracket is busted, so we'll give you something to do, right? Vote on this every single day. And these matches have been really, really, really difficult to deal with in this app.
They have been. This one may be the closest of all time. As I'm calculating, it's like incredible how down the center it is. It's the romance gone wrong division.
Oh.
Up first, The Notebook. So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you.
Ugh.
I want all of you forever. You and me, every day.
I mean, they're both so attractive, too. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. It's like an Adonis and Venus just caught in this love triangle. It's so hard.
And who could possibly take on The Notebook? None other. Then A Star Is Born, the 2018 version with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Is that me?
That's you.
You just write that now?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I'll just say Bradley Cooper, normally so well and put together, also plays a very good stumbling, bumbling drunk that's headed for a life of doom.
Yep.
And an inevitable end.
100%.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
Still sends shivers down my arm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing song. It's an amazing performance. No question about it. Oh, my gosh. But only one can come out on top. Anna.
Right. And I was looking on Facebook, and as it's torn down the middle, I asked, which are you voting for and why? Missy wrote, A Star is Born. They didn't have a long enough life together. Susan wrote, A Star is Born. Allie's left alone with many unanswered questions about his suicide. Spoiler alert. But I don't
did the same thing to me.
I told you
don't feel bad. Anna did the same thing to me.
That movie has been out four times.
So mad at you.
But everyone that voted for The Notebook, and there was tons, nobody told me why. That's the question I have is, well, why The Notebook is better than A Star is Born? 1-800-330-9999. Is it The Notebook or A Star is Born?
Star is Born, hands down.
Hands down.
I've seen them all.
And you know, and which version do you think is the best? This one with Bradley Cooper and Gaga?
Oh, my God. Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, they got robbed. They were amazing.
It was a really good moving movie.
Thank you for the vote. Anna and Raven, is it going to be The Notebook or
A Star is Born?
Hands down, Notebook. Rachel McAdams? I mean, come on.
It's unbelievable, right? I mean, like, seriously.
She is a goddess.
It's like the first time you watch Grease, you're like, Olivia Newton-John is going to be my girlfriend when I get to high school. Like, you think that's what life is going to be like. And when I stumbled across The Notebook one day, I was like, oh my gosh, growing old and getting married is not the worst idea ever. Ann Raven, Notebook or A Star is Born?
Notebook. Hands down.
Hands down.
Why do you choose The Notebook?
Are you kidding me? The rain scene, the weeping willows?
It's a love story. It's about growing old, and he stays with her. And I've seen people go into dementia stages, and it's really sad. I work with people like this. I've seen people do this. So this is, like, to me, the best movie ever.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The Notebook has won.
Oh, my gosh.
And more votes, not by many. I'll be honest. This has been the closest so far. But The Notebook moves on to the Elite Eight. And what's our next matchup? You'll find out next with Anna and Raven.
March Sadness with Anna and Raven.
Congratulations to The Notebook that has just advanced to the final, the Elite Eight in March Sadness.
It's very upsetting that, of course, we have to let go of A Star is Born. But, you know, that's what happens. These are the heavyweights, and things get really, really tight here. It's like the final season of any of your favorite shows.
Right, and we know that you're home. You know you're watching a lot of TV. So we figured we were going to go ahead with March Sadness because we were going to do it anyway, and not for nothing, but you need some movies to watch.
Right. Cover the saddest movies of all time, but keep it light, Anna Zapp.
We have a big matchup today, and the reason why it's so big is because one of these movies Raven and I had never even heard of, but you overwhelmingly voted last weekend that it had to be in the brackets.
Power to the people.
So the first movie is one that you have certainly heard of before. Titanic.
There's a boat, Jack. Come back. I'll never let go. I promise.
Yeah, we know how that worked out.
She definitely let go.
I mean,
she let go.
She not only lets go, but she forcibly, like, almost breaks his wrist to get on. I want you to listen closely here.
Come back.
Right here. That's his hand.
Oh.
That is his hand being removed from the... By the way, she takes the whistle and then, you know, swims and calls to the boat. She could have just left him hanging on to the door.
Well, he's frozen. He's fine. It all turned out okay.
Sometimes a movie is so great and the soundtrack is even better.
Right.
Titanic, maybe the best movie of all time and the soundtrack. I'm sorry.
Whenever I hear that, I just look off in the distance. Right?
Off at the sea.
Right.
Off at the sea.
So what movie could possibly challenge Titanic? When Raven and I saw so many votes for this movie, we were confused because we had never heard of it.
Right.
It's Love Story.
I forgot my key.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Love means never to having to say you're sorry is from this movie love story that we've never even heard of before?
I don't know if they invented that. I don't know about copyright laws back in the day.
No, I
don't know. All I'm saying is we both agreed now after seeing that scene and playing it over and over again here in the studio.
That we need to see the movie.
Like, we have to see the movie.
Right.
The soundtrack, maybe not so powerful.
Where do I begin to tell the story?
Because this movie is from 1970. This is what was in back then.
And that is standard 70s guy love song fare right there. That's what that is. That is not Celine Dion.
That catchphrase, love means never gonna have to say you're sorry, is from the movie, and it's based on a book. So that's legit.
So wait a minute.
That's
the author wrote it first. You're telling me cavemen never said anything as eloquent as that? I refuse to believe it. Either way.
Eric Segal novel, love story.
It's up to the people to decide now, right. Anna.
So what is going to make it to the Elite Eight? Titanic or love story? You can call. You can text 1-800-330-9999. All social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go ahead. 24 hours tomorrow at the same time. We're going to announce the winner.
This is a decision that will define the ages, Anna Zapp.
Will it?
Is generational. 70s versus whenever that other one came out.
The 90s, I think, right?
Something like that. I mean, you know.
Funny how a week in quarantine can really change things, Raven. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yep. It's Anna and Raven. When this first started, I feel like it's been going on forever, but the reality, it's only been not even two real weeks of the
It's
the
crazy
quarantine.
How time is kind of just, you know,
standing still.
Yeah, it stretches out. That's for sure. Especially with people, everybody staying home. I mean, we're still going to work, so that's a little bit different. We get to leave.
Right. So last week we were talking about how there is this whole thing where there's going to be a baby boom come December or January next year because all these people that are just stuck at home and they got nothing
to do. They got time together, right?
They're making babies.
That's right. They got time together. They're getting closer, right? They're doing things together. So, yeah, that's going to happen.
Right. But when that stat came out that there was going to be this big baby boom, the pandemic baby boom, I was like,
there's a flip side to that coin.
I was like, I could already start see the itching in my husband's eyes, like being home with the girls every day by himself and having to manage his job, which I know it's not easy.
No, of course not.
And then I saw this headline this morning. Divorce rates are skyrocketing.
Oh, great.
From couples who are stuck in quarantine together.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that divorce attorneys are saying they've seen a 50% rise in calls from potential clients. Can you imagine you like yell to your wife in the next room, you call from your room,
right?
I'm going to call from my room.
I would say hold back on giving the retainer at this point right now, right? Because the courts aren't even in session for this type of stuff right now. They don't see this as essential. So give yourself a little time. You know, you got that cool down period, but it's not easy for anybody right now. You can't even go see a therapist.
Right.
You can't even go anywhere.
Well, you can stream on, that's a whole other conversation with you stream your therapist.
I know, but it's not easy.
But it started a few days ago with my husband and I think I had mentioned it during the show where he accused me of throwing away the sink stopper.
The sink stopper. He said that you always hated it.
I always hated it and then I threw it away. And
has it been found?
So yesterday it just showed up and I didn't know if I should bring it up like, hey, I know you accused me of stealing this because, quote unquote, I've always hated the sink stopper.
You tried to take the high road,
but
so you didn't mention it?
Because I knew like he was cracking a little bit.
Right.
But last night.
Because he obviously found it. It must have been misplaced.
It must have been him.
I mean, if you didn't find it, you didn't replace it. Then obviously he found it somewhere.
There ain't nobody else in the house.
And if you say it out loud, then that's bringing attention to his shame. So you did the right thing there.
Whole new level yesterday.
What's that? What happened?
So he's, you know, cooking. He has to cook lunch for the girls and all that. So he says to me, I'm looking for the pasta strainer. That's how it started. I go, where is the pasta strainer? He goes, I don't like the way you organize things in the kitchen. And because I live here now, I've decided to reorganize. I go, what? He changed where we store the pots.
Yeah.
The cutting boards.
Is there anything more
egregious
in your home?
Right. I go, what are you doing? You reorganize the kitchen cabinets based on where you think that things should go. I could not find the measuring cups because he did not believe they belonged with the baking items. I was like, that's it. But that's it.
You know where the sink strainer is, though. You know where the stopper is.
Back in the sink.
It's
that's
all
where
set
it is.
And everything's going to be all right.
Oh, God, help us.
You're going to get through this.
I hope so.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and you figure out Who's right? Jason and Dana. Dana, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, he's just constantly playing video games. He had been like working from home and in the house, obviously. And I just think it's so obnoxious. Like, what 44-year-old like grown man, he's spending 6 hours a day or more. It's like so dorky with like that headset on. It's just really ridiculous. I think he should be able to play games. Like, if he wants to play his video games like 2 hours a day or something, that would be okay with me. But then we need to find things to do together. I'm like really beginning to wonder if he's even doing any of his real work for his real job. I feel like he could get fired when this is all over because he's just not doing any work from home.
Anna.
Yeah.
Two things going on here, right? Mm-hmm. You're wise to this game, Dana. You know how the couples court work because you appeal to the side of we could be spending time together. Let's do some things together. And then on the other side, you sound just a little bit jealous that he's got this thing going on. I mean, you're concerned about whether or not he's doing his actual work. I mean, you're both grown-ups. He's got to handle his boss. You got to handle yours, right?
But Jason, is it really 6 hours a day playing video games?
Oh, I don't think it's that.
So it is.
That much.
Right.
No.
I mean, you would have immediately said it wasn't if it wasn't. So it is.
Well, I'm not timing myself.
So it's 7 hours. It's 7 hours, Anna.
Well, is she, Dana, shouldn't you be working? I don't know.
It's minimum 6 hours. A lot of the time it's more. It could be like 7, 8, 9. You have no sense of time when you're doing that. You just zone out.
I need an outlet. I don't know. You should find a hobby too. Like find something because, I mean, time together. I mean, we're together 24/7. I mean, that's kind of the deal. So I just find having that outlet helps me.
Well, they're having fun in the quarantine, Anna. They are having a good time.
It's like so many issues I have with this, you guys. And Jason, it's A, immature. Like, hello, do you want me to play with Barbies all day? You know, you're 44. How can you even sit playing video games? B, like, you're not spending any time with me. Yeah, I am a little jealous, and it just seems like you're neglecting me. And then also your work. And yeah, I am totally doing my own work. When you see me on my computer, I'm working for my job, not like, you know, fooling or, you know, goofing off.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Jason, that this is your outlet. These are unprecedented times, like we keep hearing over and over. And this is the thing that's helping you get through. And Dana, you need to let your husband just handle his work. If this is what he's doing, this is what he's doing. But they may see your side too. 6 hours is a lot. Like, we probably wouldn't let our kids play that much. So why would you let your husband when you guys can be doing things together? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I will listen because I'm sure they will be on my side because this is just ridiculous.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dana says she's had it with the fact that her husband, Jason, who's a 44-year-old grown man, has been playing 6 hours of video games every day. Says she should definitely be spending more time with her and not just glued to the screen because they just happen to be home stuck together.
She sounds a little bit bitter, though, right? She's talking about whether or not he's actually doing his regular work, stuff like that. It sounds like, you know, she would be maybe better served with her own outlet. 6 hours of anything in any conditions to me seems excessive. If it was regular times, definitely as a grown-up, like, you should have better things to do. But right now, do you?
1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side because I play probably more than he does, and I'm older than him.
Oh. What's your favorite game?
Legend of Zelda.
Nice! Classics! I love that. Do you do the cheat codes? Come on. Only when it's late at night. Right, I got you.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Hannah and Raven. Dana has had it with the fact that her husband, even though they've been quarantined at home, 6 hours a day is playing video games. She's like, are you even doing any work? Are you going to get fired when this is all over? And shouldn't you be spending more time with me?
You know, there's other things that suffer when you're playing video games for 6 hours. How about your sofa cushions? All right. Those are paying the price right now.
Mine definitely has an indention. That is certain. The little corner that I sit.
Indention? Indent.
Indention?
Right? I don't know if indention's a thing. Anyways.
Anyway.
Move around on that couch at least, man.
Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Dana says 44-year-old men shouldn't be spending that much time playing video games. Jason's like, what else you want me to do? I'm having fun. I'm passing time. You need to relax.
Right. And do something of your own. Find something of your own to kind of dive into right now. So, I mean, when you start critiquing somebody else's work habits, You know that the quarters are tight.
1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on my husband's side. She's just acting like a big baby. He's not a child. As long as he's getting his work done and he's having fun, I welcome that quiet time to myself. She should enjoy it.
I think she shot herself in the foot when she started talking about whether or not he's doing his work or whatever. You know, there's one thing to have concern for your household to make sure the money comes in, but there's something else to be in somebody else's business. I mean, you're both adults. She doesn't monitor him on a daily basis.
It's another thing to say, okay, listen, it's beautiful outside. Let's go for a walk. And he's like, no, I don't want to.
That's true.
You know, it's the same thing with my daughter. You always put time restrictions on how long they can be on the devices. Right now, we're being a little lax. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm definitely, definitely not on the husband's side. I think playing video games constantly is kind of obnoxious. I mean, he's a grown guy. And why aren't they doing things together? This is an opportunity to really bring them together. Time, precious time that they may not have when they go back to work.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
This guy's got to blow off some steam. He's at home all day. And what, I mean, like, let him have an escape. Let him relax a little bit. Video games, like, it's proven that it lets your mind go someplace else and have a little fun and just, I mean, the world is crazy right now. Just let the guy relax.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agreed with you. When things get quote-unquote back to normal, obviously this has to end. But in the meantime, Dana, you got to cut him a little slack. Let him do his thing.
Okay, I hope things go back to normal because I've seen a new side of him. I don't know if I can, how long I can go on with this and playing video games.
Jason, I mean, 6-7 hours sounds excessive. And that's going to make you going back to work pretty tough when it actually does happen. So maybe keep that in mind and kind of temper this thing down here. I mean, a good rule of thumb, if you're eating your cereal from a salad bowl and, you know, you're not showering for 2 days because you're playing Call of Duty, that's probably not good.
Right. Fair enough.
All right.
Tell you what, if Dana wants to come and play a game with me, that's something we can do together. It's not 6 hours.
I have no interest in playing video games. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to limit your time.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. If anybody else has an issue, send an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Good luck, Anna.
You're listening. Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Chris Winters.
Hey, Chris, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
All right. Good luck, Chris.
Okay, here's how it works. Thanks. Chris. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Yep.
Number 1, Bindi Irwin snuck in a small private wedding amid the coronavirus outbreak. Who was Bindi's father?
Oh, God, the crocodile guy, Steve Irwin.
Number 2, The Office turned 15 years old this week. Michael Scott was almost played by Bob Odenkirk. Who ultimately became Michael Scott?
Steve Carell.
Number 3, Elton John will host a coronavirus benefit concert this Sunday with Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Tim McGraw, and this super diva whose Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, finally hit number 1 this past year.
Mariah Carey.
4, Pink gave herself a bad haircut while drinking during quarantine. What's Pink's real name?
Alicia. I know her first name's Alicia.
What's her last name?
I don't know. I know where it's Pink.
All right. Number 5, Disneyland announced a surge in animal babies being born at their park that features animals. What park is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Okay, she got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Bindi Irwin snuck in a small private wedding amid the coronavirus outbreak. Who was Bindi's father?
Steve Irwin, of course.
Yes.
The incomparable.
Yep. Number 2, The Office turned 15 years old this week. Michael Scott was almost Bob Odenkirk. Who ultimately became Michael Scott?
Steve Carell.
Right.
Bob Odenkirk's done all right. Better Call Saul. Fantastic show.
Yep. Number 3, Elton John will host a coronavirus benefit concert this Sunday with Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Tim McGraw, and this superstar diva whose Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, finally hit number 1 this past year.
Mariah Carey, of course, and I hope somebody by all means, sound checks her living room before she starts.
Right,
because if not,
yeah.
You are going to pay the price.
Everybody will be in their own separate quarters. It's not like an actual concert.
Right, man. I hope her sound engineer is really, really, really on top of her game.
I'm sure. Number four, Pink gave herself a bad haircut while drinking during quarantine. What's Pink's real name, first and last?
I know it's Alicia, just because I got scolded on that last time. I don't know her last name.
It's Alicia Moore.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Number five, Disneyland announced a surge in animal babies being born at their park that features animals. Which park is that?
Wild Kingdom, I'm going to guess.
No. Animal Kingdom. Close, though. All right, Chris, you guys tied at three. What that does get you is your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Well, good job, Chris. Thanks for trying. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
I mean, you do get to select your t-shirt size, though. So
right.
There's that. Right. Better luck next time.
Here's the thing. Starting tomorrow, Raven and I are broadcasting from home. We're going to be doing Can't Beat Raven a little bit differently. If you would like for us to schedule to call you, we will call you from our homes and play that way. You could also use Skype. Go to annaandraven.com for all the info. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. So the big news is that the Senate approved the $2 trillion stimulus deal. Unanimous vote, 96-0. We kind of knew that was going to happen. They figured it out together.
Yeah, that's what made it so frustrating that it took 4 or 5 days for it to happen. Because we knew inevitably they would have to get it done.
Right, but they did. And that's the good news. And I looked a little more into it because everyone keeps saying, like, well, how much am I going to get? And
right.
That's a general concern. And let's be honest. That's what everyone's worried about.
Sure.
People who earn $75,000 income or less will get a direct payment of $1,200 each. Married couples earning up to $150,000 will receive $2,400. And in addition, they'll get $500 per child. Now, the payment will scale down based on income if you make over $75,000. But if you make over $99,000 for singles and $198,000 for couples without kids, you don't get any money.
You ain't getting nothing.
Nothing.
You ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
Right.
In May.
Right.
That's the thing that's really distressing.
Or April. That we'll see.
I heard it's going to take till at least May. Mm. And that's very distressing to see.
Yeah.
You know, because at that point, what kind of condition are people going to be in if they've been out of work for 2-3 months at that point? You know, you want it to come at a time where it keeps things going.
Right.
Not as the last minute, it bails them out.
Right.
So what I advise is if you've got the ability to do your taxes at this point and you think that there's any possibility, if you typically are getting a refund, you should be doing those taxes now, even
Absolutely.
Though they've extended the date. Do it now. Kind of get yourself there because the money is there.
Yeah.
They'll pay you for your taxes, and then this will come after and bail you out.
Second thing you need to know today, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry is having an Instagram Live today at 1 o'clock with none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. This is the guy that's a little bit shorter. He wears the glasses. He's the smart one.
I mean, he's
that's
on
in
TV.
The press conference.
Oh, now watch it.
No,
you
but he's the one
allegiances.
That, like, everyone looks to him
well,
for
he's
the answers.
He's the doctor.
He's the doctor.
He's the head doctor.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So he's the one that, you know, everybody's been talking to, and every time he's not at a press conference, everybody's like, President Trump,
mm-hmm.
Where's Dr. Fauci?
Well, it's good that people are talking to their influencers, and he is one of the people, along with the Surgeon General, that asked Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, those types, influencers, to get involved so that people would really understand the severity of the situation. Steph Curry, huge following he has, so it might sound unexpected, but it's good, because you're definitely reaching a good, powerful demographic of many young people, really.
Dr. Fauci is literally everywhere. Every news channel I see, he's giving interviews. He's always calm. Hmm. He's always collected. He's always factual. And I just read this morning that he goes on 3-mile runs every single day.
Well, that's good. Keep yourself healthy.
I feel like if he's doing that, we should be doing that too.
I thought you were going to tell me that he was on like some Instagram thing where somebody's doing Pilates. Fiona from Showtime's Shameless is doing that starting this morning, I guess.
Oh, and the third thing you should know today, Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, she's just given out her cell phone number now.
I am going to give you my phone number and you can text me and I'm going to text you back. That way I can let you know what I'm up to and where I'm going to be. Maybe tell you some things that are happening before they happen. The number to text me at is 310-
And then I stopped it because I felt so funny giving it out.
This is going to be a thing. It's going to be a robo-text reply.
There's no way.
Yes. She's going to write one thing that's nice, that sounds very Rita Wilson, and then they're going to send it to everybody in like a generic thing. I thought that she was going to personally be my friend.
No,
what's upsetting.
She says further on in that Instagram video that she's going to individually reply to everybody. No. Just give her some time to get back to everyone.
No. I've seen this before. Sports Stories have been doing this for a few weeks. Well, it's fake.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have really become the face of the celebrities when it comes to the coronavirus, because they were one of the first ones to come out and make such a, you know, and say, we have it, we're going to be okay.
Right.
So I think people are looking for them for guidance.
Sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
But I don't know about giving out your cell phone number.
Well, I want Rita Wilson and me to be like text buddies.
All right, well, I'll give you her cell phone number.
What's Tom doing today?
I'll give you her number when we get off the air. You can text her.